Gary Hart, of course, for those of you out there who have extremely short memories or were out of the country, Gary Hart was the leading Democratic presidential contender, himself formerly campaign manager for George McGovern in 1972, and Gary Hart was expected to have the inside track to the Democratic presidential nomination. Rumors of Gary Hart's somewhat overactive social life dogged him, however, and he was caught supposedly nearly in flagrante with Donna Rice, a young and attractive model and professional woman who was visiting him at his home while his wife was elsewhere. And later on, some information came out about he and another friend and Donna Rice and another woman taking a trip on a yacht named Monkey Business to Bimini, etc., etc. And the Newsweek had, as mentioned before, a field day. Anyway, going to read a short article, and then we're going to reflect a little bit on the lissom Donna Rice. This article is from the San Francisco Chronicle for May 9th, Saturday, May 9th of 1987. The headline, Hart Kept Heat Off GOP's Troubles. The subheadline, Hearings Upstaged. The article is by Larry Liebert of the Chronicle Washington News, Chronicle Washington Bureau Chief. Who is the Chronicle Washington Bureau Chief? Hello. Anyway, Dateline, Washington, Republicans expected to have a perfectly lousy week, what with the Iran-Contra hearings finally getting underway. As it turned out, it was the Democrats who spent the week squirming, while the Republicans were spared much discomfort. Both President Reagan's role in the Iran affair and such other sources of potential trouble as a Senate investigation of Attorney General Edwin Meese's role in a financial scandal were pushed aside by headlines announcing Democrat Gary Hart's political demise. The hearings on the Reagan administration's secret arms dealings got off to a slow start, and nothing said in a Senate hearing room by retired Major General Richard Secord could compete with the swimsuit photos of the Miami model with whom Hart spent a spectacularly indiscreet weekend. Well, indeed, that Miami model, who not insignificantly and somewhat entertainingly herself had a small guest starring part on Miami Vice, a show that deals largely with the drug traffic in South Florida, an object of some interest to we researchers of the Iran-Contra affair. But that model was none other than Donna Rice, and Donna Rice herself has a rather interesting background.
Of said interesting background, reading again from the San Jose Mercury News of Friday, May 8th of 1987. It's a story by Lee Bandy and Bernie Shellum. Mercury News Washington Bureau, Dateline Washington headlined, Rice Linked to Financier Khashoggi. Donna Rice, the woman who proved fatal to Gary Hart's presidential campaign, sees herself as naive, unquote, and just a typical Southern girl, unquote. Many who know the stunning blonde actress and model describe her a different way, as a dedicated jet-setter who seeks out rich and famous men and even joined for a time the opulent social orbit of Adnan Khashoggi, the fabled Arab arms dealer. So it's interesting that Donna Rice should be connected to one of the key figures in the Iran-Contra scandal. It's also interesting, although we're not going to go into this at any length here, that the picture which appeared on the National Enquirer when the Hart-Donna Rice scandal broke is also worth noting here. Those of you who shop in supermarkets may have noticed the National Enquirer's front page picture of Donna Rice sitting on Gary Hart's lap. She's wearing a miniskirt, and he's wearing a Monkey Business crew sweatshirt and a pair of very glassy eyes and a bleep-eating grin. And the interesting thing is that had Gary Hart attempted to engage in damage control, as they call it, this picture would have sunk whatever shreds of his campaign remained afloat. And it's worth noting that the publisher, the owner, actually, of the National Enquirer, a man named Generoso Pope, is a former CIA psychological warfare expert. And, of course, as we've seen at great length in these and other broadcasts, the notion of an ex-agent is a dubious concept.
And we might also mention that, if I remember correctly, Adnan Khashoggi and Theodore Shackley are very good friends, and that frequently Adnan Khashoggi takes Ted Shackley in his private plane to various spas and watering holes on the European continent and other places. So
he takes Miles Copeland around.
Miles
I don't
Copeland,
know about
thank you.
Yep.
That's correct, Miles Copeland. I'm glad you made that correction. Anyway, and Adnan Khashoggi also involved it in great length with not only the American arms, Iran arms scandal, but as we talked about earlier, the Italian Iran gate and various Italian arms dealing scandals of that sort. So Donna Rice's connection to Adnan Khashoggi, as we have examine in other broadcasts, rather interesting in light of her absolutely pivotal role in the destruction of Gary Hart, the leading Democratic presidential candidate, and also the interestingly timed destruction of Gary Hart, which basically blew the Iran-Contra case off the front pages for good, quickly followed by some other things, including the PTL scandal and things of that nature, to the point where by the time the public attention finally turned to the Iran-Contra scandal, it was time for Ollie North to take the stand and explain to everybody Ollie's view. And from there on, it was a lost cause, if it hadn't been already.
Well, again, this concludes the sixth broadcast of Radio Free America on the Iran-Contra scandal. This program has been number 34. For the time being, we're going to put a wrap on the Radio Free America series so that we can begin rebroadcasting some of the shows for the benefits of our audience who've been tuned in for only a couple of years. But this was, at least for the time being, the formal wrap-up of the series. We will add to our archival material over a period of time. We will eventually, down the line, do one or two more shows as well.
And that archival material, for those of you not lucky enough to have been able to tape it tonight, but yet with an overwhelming, one might even say burning desire to have it as part of your personal collection, that archival material can be obtained from a source called Archives on Audio.
Now, the address for Archives on Audio is P.O. Box 170023, Box 170023, that's in San Francisco, zip code 94117. Zip 94117. The phone number is area code 415-346-1840. 415-346-1840. Write or phone to the attention of Paul. And once again, this is a non-profit operation. This is simply extended as a public service for your information.
That's right. And again, we find that we get a great deal of use out of articles and snippets of things and recommendations sent to us by our listeners. The listeners have become a major part of this broadcast effort. And as you will notice tonight, some of the really important stuff that we used, our translations, the congressional record insert, things of that nature came to us from listeners. So we encourage your participation. And in case you want to write to us or send us something, you can send it to us here, care of One Step Beyond, care of KFJC, Foothill College, 12345 El Monte Road, Los Altos Hills, California, 94022. 12345 El Monte Road, Los Altos Hills, California, 94022. And we appreciate your contributions, and again, they are very valuable, and we look at everything, and we absorb everything. So please do send us things when you find something that might be worthwhile. And with that, we're going to put a wrap on it. We're going to actually check out a little earlier than we had expected to. We'll leave you with some music. And then coming up after us, just before 11 o'clock, I guess, will be Claude Moll, who will be with you until like 2 o'clock in the morning, some god-awful hour. He's a wonderful guy. We wonder how he makes it up to that hour of the night. And who knows? Anyway, I can't talk anymore. But this is Nip Tuck for Dave Emery. Saying goodnight. Thank you for joining us. And join us on next Sunday when we will be back with a regular...